Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
High-speed pursuit ends in an arrest. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds said a 20-year-old man fled from deputies in his 2004 Silver Ford Explorer on Sunday afternoon when they tried to stop him for speeding 50 miles per hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone. The pursuit lasted for around 15 minutes, with speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. The man stopped the vehicle on Elm Avenue and began running on foot, jumping a fence, and running through a yard. Reynolds said deputies deployed their taser, causing the man to fall and stop. EMS responded and evaluated the man before he was cleared and taken to the detention center. The 20-year-old was charged with eluding, interference, reckless driving, suspended driving, no insurance, and minor in possession of tobacco. Devil's Tower climbing routes temporarily closed for climbing. Rock climbing routes on the east and northeast faces of Devil's Tower summit will be temporarily closed effective immediately to protect nesting peregrine and prairie falcons. The closure is implemented annually to provide the falcons with an undisturbed nesting location during this critical courtship and nest selection period. According to the press release from Park Ranger Tyler Devine of the Devil's Tower National Monument, the presence of climbers near falcon nests can be distressing to parent birds, and disturbance from climbing activities may force falcons to abandon eggs or chicks. The closure is also implemented to protect climbers, as falcons are known to defensively dive in order to protect their nests. Climbers are asked to report any defensive falcon behavior to park staff. The climbing routes affected by the closure include the North Face Approach and the North Face Rapples. These closures are posted at the climber registration kiosk near the visitor center and on the approach trails. Over 100 climbing routes remain open for climbing. Affected climbing routes and approaches will remain closed until the young falcons fledge and are no longer dependent on the nest location, or if the nesting falcons move to another location. Park staff monitors falcon activity, and the closure area may be moved, extended, or rescinded depending on the nesting and fledging activity. Quote, the closure of the routes to protect falcons is strictly enforced, said wildlife crew leader Kareli Brewer. Climbers play a critical role in the success of falcon nesting at Devil's Tower. Please report any nests or observe falcon behavior to a park ranger, and remember that all climbers must register before beginning an ascent of the tower. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.